second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh,
did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
We are live from Plum High School for the girls WPIAL 5A postseason. A first-round matchup on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation, video on NFHS. The WJPA Sports Network is presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Dick Gigantis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on, trustrti.com. And Camara Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at CameraForSenate.com. Andy Stanko, Jason Tennant with you here at Plum. It's the 5-12 matchup in what is always a loaded WPIAL 5A girls basketball bracket. Got the defending WPIAL 5A champions here in Peters Township, the 12 seed, the road team. Of course, Peters Township 5A champions knocked off South Fayette in the WPIAL title game last year. South Fayette, of course, went on to win the PIAA state title as Peters Township collided with South Fayette in the state semifinals. And that time, the Lions got the better of them. Peters got out of the gauntlet, tied for fourth in 5A Section 4, which is widely considered the best section in the WPIAL in terms of girls basketball. And then on the other side, the Plum Mustangs, winners of their first ever section title in girls basketball. However, Plum is the lowest seeded section champion. In this gymnasium, Plum is 11-1 at home with 11 straight wins after losing to number 3 seed Indiana in the season opener. So, a 5-12 matchup in March Madness is typically a very good game, and here in this girls 5A bracket, we expect the same.
Let me bring myself into the broadcast here. A lot going on tonight here on the WJPA Sports Network. We've got coverage from three different locations, and I'm kind of running some tech support at the moment, so doing my best here to get things going. But this would be a great matchup here, Andy. You're talking about two teams. Certainly this Peters Township team, champions last year. And yeah, they've lost some talent, obviously, but a lot of these girls, if they weren't a part of the whole run last year, if they didn't play a significant role in that run, they still experienced that run. They know what it's like to be in these big playoff games, and I have to think that a team like Plum has got to be a little Peters Township is not the first team you want to see. Peters Township had a tough time getting into the playoffs, barely got in, had to win the last game against Beth Center, but they barely got in, actually didn't score any points in one of those quarters in that game, but still prevailed over Bethel Park, I mean to say. And you still, they kind of just barely got into the playoffs. But if you're Plum, I still don't think you want to see that Peters Township name on the other part of the bracket there from you.
Yeah, Peters Township battle-tested under fifth-year head coach Steve Limberiou. He's led Peters to at least a playoff win, quarterfinals in 22-23, semifinals in 24. WPIL champions last year. This is a team that's won a game every single year that Coach Steve Limberiou has coached this Peters Township team, and this is year 5. Plum, on the other hand, has 3 all-time playoff wins in 1 quarterfinals appearance in its program history. So this is a Peters Township team that is battle-tested, as you mentioned. Bree Morial made the go-ahead 3-pointer in the Whitfield final last year against South Fayette. She is the player to watch here for Peters Township. First team all section last year, going to be first team all section again. She scored her 1,000th point over Trinity this year. She is Peter's all-time three-point leader with over 240 makes in her career. She will certainly be one to watch, along with several other key players. Taylor McCullough, the sophomore, certainly is another one for sure.
We need to take a break. It is the Visit Green pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here at Plum, Jason Tennant. I'm going to be sidecar here for Mr. Andy Stanko tonight. Brandon Bennett is our producer. Camera tonight, Brett Gambita and Josh Klingon. The guys making a long trip up from Plum. How'd you guys come? 28?
Over the river.
Oakmont
Bakery,
did you go that way? Yeah, that was a haul. That was a haul. But I actually chose to come here tonight because my son's playing in a club hockey game at Shadyside at 9 o'clock. I might be able to make maybe all of it. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But to the task at hand here tonight, we've got three playoff games on the WJPA Sports Network, three girls playoff games. Obviously, we're here at Plum for Peters Township and Plum, and this is on WJPA AM and, of course, the video live on the NFHS Network. Also at West Allegheny tonight, Bob Gregg and Tom Drakely have the call. The Trinity Hillers taking on West Allegheny. That on WJPA FM, online, of course, and video on the NFHS Network. And we want to send a special thank you to some folks at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. They're guys that handle broadcasting of their games, chipping in and helping us out tonight. That game, that audio is online only. But you can find the video on the NFHS Network. It's McGuffey at Olsch, and they will have all that coverage as well. So you can listen online, and also the video will be on the NFHS Network. So be checking out that as well. And we also have a crew, a Green Sports crew at Waynesburg tonight, and that is on greensports.net, the audio with video on NFHS. That is Deer Lakes at Waynesburg.
Very busy time of
year.
You better believe it. 5A bracket, South Fayette's your top seed. Thomas Jefferson is your second seed. Indiana 3, Baldwin 4, Plum is 5. The winner of this game takes on the winner of Baldwin and Chartiers Valley. We've got a crew at West Allegheny and Trinity in that 8-9 game. A lot of people, in terms of some of these newspapers around the area, like West Allegheny is a dark horse. They've got to get through Trinity first, though. And Trinity out of one of the best sections in this section 4 out of 5A. Other side of the bracket, TJ takes on Penn Hills, Fox Chapel and Latrobe in the 7-10 game. Indiana plays Mars in the 3-14, and Penn Trafford and Franklin Regional in the 6-11 matchup. Last year in the 5A bracket, three lower seeds won, including number 13 and number 12, so we'll see how it goes. We'll take a break on the pregame show. Visit Green County on the WJPA Sports Network.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
I didn't catch the gentleman's name who sang that national anthem, but that was a fantastic rendition.
Always a nice touch to get it live, especially before a postseason game. And first ever section title for Plum in girls basketball, looking to make their second all-time quarterfinals appearance. And here we go, starting lineups for both sides. Peters Township, Bree Morial, a senior, Mara Radulovic, a junior, as well as Alina Sopko, a senior, Jordan Welsh, a sophomore, and Taylor McCullough, a sophomore as well. And we'll switch to the other side. As you can also see on your broadcast, if you're watching on NFHS, Gia Tavella, one of two seniors in the lineup for Plum, Cadence Morgan, a junior, Tamia West, a junior, Taylor Auth, a junior, and then Riley Stevens, a senior. You look at Plum, Riley Stevens, 20 points per game. Tamia West, 15 points a game. It's a Shaler team that averages, pardon me, it's a Plum team that averages 51 points per game. 35 of them coming for those top two players.
It's a nice touch to see the home games that they've started to use. Actually heard some talk about them extending these home games all the way from moving forward. That's not necessarily the case this year, but they're talking that they may move all the prelims, first round, quarterfinals, anything before semifinals to home sites. It's just hard to find places to host, certainly, and it just adds a nice touch to be able to have a home game in the playoffs, something these players earn with a great season, and you get to have this. You get to have your usual intro, your intro music. You get to play on your court, and it's a nice touch for the home team.
Only one team has beaten Plum here this year, and that was Indiana in the season opener. Mustangs were finished third in the section last year behind Shaler and Franklin Regional, were the number 14 seed in the 5A bracket, lost to number 3 Penn Trafford 63-45, graduated 6 seniors. But here they are, 2 seniors in Tavella and Riley Stevens, and Stevens, a 1,000-point scorer, actually notched her 1,000-point on senior night against Gateway.
Right.
So it is Peters Township in red, white numbers, moving left to right, and it will be Plum in white, moving right to left, and we've got some yellow numbers and some darker numbers. You see the players on the bench. It might be yellow on the front.
I think it's a warm up they have on that. That's the dark
here
numbers.
We go.
Yeah.
So we are getting the yellow numbers.
Yes.
All right. We're going to jump it up. Jordan Welsh in the circle for Peters Township. Cadence Morgan in the circle for Plum. Almost all of the players, except for Stevens and Tavella, are on the Peters Township side of the floor, and it's tipped back that way, and it's won by Plum. Plum basketball, left wing, quick fire three for Stevens, off the mark. Long rebound right side and out of bounds over the far sideline. 7:51 to go. First half, we're scoreless from Plum.
Well, you said Stevens collecting her 1,000th point, man. She is has no patience at all. Just throws
she was
up
open.
That, shows up that three about 3 seconds into the contest.
Morial working, finds Welsh up at the high post. Steps back to Morial. Three-pointer herself, and she swishes it towards the top of the key. 3-0 Peters.
Yeah, that
30
was
seconds
a,
in.
That was a long three. That was a good 3 feet beyond the arc there from Morial, and we've seen her do that.
Both teams quick triggers on open looks for three. 2-3 zone look here from Peters. High post out left wing. It's West in and out. Rebound to the left block, hauled in by Sopko. Lead pass ahead on the break for Morial. Spins out to the left baseline, deep left corner, driving in. Shot goes up and doesn't fall. That was Jordan Welsh. Clock stops at 7:08 to go in the first quarter. 3-0, Peters Township.
That was a great catch by Morial down there. Almost like a wide receiver catching it over the shoulder to keep it from going out of bounds and set up a play that didn't get the bucket but does get free throws here for the Indians.
Fouls on Cadence Morgan, her first team first, and Welsh knocks down the first free throw. 4-0, Peters, 7:08 to go, first quarter. Second free throw is up and good as well. 2 points for her, 5-0, Peters Township. Almost a minute in on this one. West quickly to the right wing. Three-pointer attempt from Auth. High, long rebound collected by Plum. Another three-pointer left wing. Stevens no good. Another offensive rebound. It's West, and it's finally pulled down by Peters. Radulovic, and it's a held basketball. Possession arrow to Peters Township. 6:52 to go, first quarter. 5-0, Peters.
Well, so far, the Indians have things going their way here in the early part of the contest, and you don't want to... If you're Plum, you don't want to get too far behind this Indians team.
Morial, left foul line extended. Dribbling is Welsh. Handed back. Welsh probes. Looks for Radulovic. Taken away by Stevens.
Good read there defensively to step in front and grab that pass.
Stevens dribbles to the right wing. Hounded by Morial. Top of the key. Reverse to the left wing. It's off. 2-3 zone here for Peters Township. West gets it well beyond, straight on, three-point arc. 2-3 zone, not harassing her that far out. Picks up her dribble, and she turns it over.
Yep.
See traveling.
You can see that travel there, and that's another turnover to the Indians here. And again, nothing on the board yet here through the first couple of minutes for these Plum Mustangs, and taking a little time to get going here.
5-0 Peters, 6:11 to go, first quarter. It's Welsh inbounding to Morial. As a matter of fact, that's Taylor McCullough here bringing it up, handing it, looking to try to hand it to Morial. Disrupted there defensively. Back over to McCullough. Right side, Sopko drives in with the left hand. No good. Rebound pulled in by Stevens. On the move across half court. Stevens, no one stops her all the way to the basket. No good. Rebound bounces and is picked up by Morial. McCullough, right wing, slows up, now drives along the baseline. Extra pass out. Morial, wide open for three. Nope, off the rim, but pulled in by Welsh. Stays with Peters. McCullough wants a three, right wing. No good, far rim. Pulled in by Plum.
Now both of those shots, wide open looks. The Indians will take that all the time and expect them to make more than they miss.
Stevens against the set 2-3. West on the left wing. Over to the right wing with Auth. Morgan gives a high ball screen. Auth, a three-pointer off the dribble. No good. Nice rebound on the box out by Welsh. Here comes Peters up 5-0 midway through this first quarter. Driving layup is no good for Sopko, but a whistle and a foul. 4:55 to go, first quarter, 5-0 Peters. It's Gia Tavella, her first, team second.
While Sopko goes to the line, let's go ahead and step aside here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
Mayor?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed
to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Free throws are split there for Alina Sopko.
Sopko, a 60% free throw shooter, so that's staying pretty much on pace.
Deep three here for Stevens, and she nails it. First basket of the night here for Plum.
Maybe the spark that the Mustangs need.
McCullough driving layup right side, no good. Pulled in by the Mustangs. 6-3, Peters Township, 4:30 to go, first quarter. Tori Glagowski and Kaylin Lafferty into the game as it's turned over. Going to Peters, lead pass out ahead of McCullough. She saves it in play, but turns it over, having to save it from going out of bounds. West drives with the left side, picks up her dribble on the baseline. And Glagowski gets the pass, but dribbles off her foot and out of play. Turnover, Peters Township basketball.
For those of you tuning in on the radio or online audio, may take a break during some free throws. If you're watching on the NFHS Network, you'll still see the action on a split screen, but just wanted to throw that out there in case you want to flip on over to the video on the NFHS Network.
Nice little backdoor cut from Morial from McCullough. She puts it in off the glass, left baseline for two. 8-3, Peters Township, under 4 minutes to go in this first quarter.
Peters hadn't scored for a while from the field.
And again, it's Plum setting up against this 2-3 look. West to the high post or top of the key. Now back out to West. Deep three, no good. Pulled in by Mel. Here comes Peters with McCullough. Taylor McCullough, the sophomore, dribbles out, gets a high ball screen. Still beyond the three-point arc, probing in and out. Top of the key, it's Sopko. Drives in left side and has it deflected out of bounds. Wagowski with the defense there. It'll stay with Peters. 8-3 Indians, 3:18 to go, first quarter.
High vantage point here in this Plum Gymnasium. First time here for me.
Home of the Mustangs where they're 11-1. Pass goes out to McCullough, drives from the three-point line and misses the runner. Pulled in by Stevens. Stevens on the move. And she's met by Morial. And Morial, there's a whistle and a foul. 3:03 to go, first quarter. 8-3 Peters Township over Plum. And for Morial, that is her first and Peters Township's first of the quarter. Glagowski to trigger underneath the basket. Right side. Inside to Lafferty. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Left-handed layup up and good. Lafferty for two. Make it 8-5. Peters Township, 2:50 to go, first quarter.
Nice look to find that open look right underneath the basket there.
Peters Township. Matt and Mel out to the right corner. And now it's McCullough at the top. Gets a nice screen. Wide open right-handed layup. Doesn't go. And here comes Stevens the other way.
Can't miss those kind.
Stevens all the way to the basket. Her shot doesn't go, but it is out of bounds. Last touched by Peters Township.
That was great work there on the other end by, I believe that was, was that Ross who cut through there? No, it was number 21, right?
Welsh.
Welsh cut through, found that wide open lane. Just couldn't finish the play.
All right, it is for Plum. Tavella is back, as here's West. Man-to-man defense now for Peters Township. West, right wing, using the dribble. High post to Lafferty. Lafferty spins into the paint, left-handed shot, and she is fouled. And if it's on Morial, it's her second.
I'd like to see that again. Morial, she was never really set there.
That's trouble for Peters. Peters Township up 8-5, 2:17 to go in this first quarter, but second foul on Morial, team's second. Free throw is up and good for Kaylin Lafferty.
Yeah, Morial, like I said there, look, her hands went straight up. That's why I questioned it, but you can see the feet were never set, and the foul is appropriately called.
So Kaylin Lafferty off the bench, four quick points, and it's 8-7 Peters Township over Plum, 2:13 to go, first half. Driving hop step layup, reversed is no good from Welsh. Coming the other way here for Plum.
Not the easy layup, but still one that she'd like to have.
Stevens ahead to Tavella. Back out. Three ball up and good. It's the freshman, Tori Glagowski. And Plum takes the lead.
Mustangs are starting to gain some momentum here.
Spinning layup on the other end for McCullough is good, so we're tied at 10. 1:44 to go, first quarter.
Good little answer by Peters, and really they needed that because they've had some easy misses and now a steal.
Turnover, McCullough coming the other way off the steal. Right wing, pull up three. She knows it's off right away, follows her shot, tips it in play, right to Glagowski for Plum. Mustangs, Glagowski up the left sideline, right side to Stevens. She'll probe against Welsh. Reverse layup attempt. Scoop shot, no good. There's Muriel. Muriel on the move to McCullough. McCullough right to the rim, right hand, got it.
I'll tell you, Peters has a lot of speed. We've seen them get behind defenders here multiple times. More often than not, they've missed the easy bunny. This time they make it pay off.
She made that one. 12-10, Peters Township, final minute of this first quarter. It's a good one here in the 12-5 matchup. Plum with the ball down two. Glagowski. Left wing for Tavella. Now at the top working is Lafferty. Muscling her way in on the right block. Left-handed shot, no good. She follows it up. Another one, no good. Rebounds, out of play, but it'll stay here with Plum.
Good work there underneath defensively, but ultimately slapping it out of bounds.
12-10 Mustangs, 39 seconds left to go in the quarter.
Got a score update for you from Olsh. McGuffey leading 14-12 over the Olsh Lady Chargers. That's in the first quarter.
Let's see here. More Radulovic back in for Peters in this final
minute.
Radulovic, thank you. It is Stevens now back out towards half court. No shot clock, of course, in high school basketball, so they can use
not yet
the rest of this. Baseline to baseline. Develop right side. Jumper here for West along the baseline. No good. Pulled in by Radulovic. Lead pass ahead for Mel. She'll fire a three-pointer. No good. Pulled in. Offensive rebound by Radulovic. Another one. No good. And that's how this quarter will end. Peters Township 12, Plum 10. And we'll take a break on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. PowerOfBowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Back from Plum, 12-10 Peters Township on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. Video on NFHS. 5 for Bree Moriel, 4 for Taylor McCullough to lead Peters, 4 for Caitlin Lafferty, and 3 apiece for Riley Stevens and Tori Glagowski.
Had Moriel playing with those two fouls as well, and she was kind of the spark for this team in the first quarter. You don't want to see her get in any further foul trouble.
It's going to be Plum with the basketball to get things started. Tamia West. Right side for Glagowski. Morgan. And Morgan dribbles with the travels with the basketball.
Second travel against Plum.
12-10 Peters Township, 7:46 to go, second quarter. And here's McCullough, who gives it back to Sopko. Lena uses the high screen from Mel, puts it to the left corner for Welsh. Welsh probes into the paint, stops her dribble, goes up and scores. Jordan Welsh for two. 14-10 Peters, 30 seconds into the second quarter. West driving layup right side. Scoop shot is up and good. Tamia West gets on the score sheet. 14-12, Peters Township. Left wing, it's Mel. Pulls it back out to the top, uses a high ball screen. Nice pass for Sopko. Left-handed layup up and good for Sopko from Mel.
Beautiful job by Sopko. Find that lane and then receiving that pass right in stride to lay it in.
16-12 Peters Township, a minute into this second quarter. Rogowski left corner for West. Three ball, no good. Pulled in by Tavella. Another three ball for West. No good. Rebound on the floor, and McCullough's going to track it down for Peters.
Peters got off to a good start in the beginning of the game and a good start here to the second quarter as well.
Mel on the right wing will dribble it to the top. Goes back to the right hand. Back to the free throw line. Jumper, Radulovic, no good. Pulled in by West. Lead pass ahead. Tavella's ahead. Left-handed layup, good. Gia Tavella, her first basket. 16-14, Peters. 6:15 to go, second quarter. It is McCullough. Working on the right side, right corner for Mel. Mel dribbles in with the left hand through the paint. Little pull-up jumper just inside the elbow is no good for Sopko. And Stevens a rebound. Stevens pushing it. Right-handed layup, no, and a whistle and a foul. Looks to be Jordan Welsh, her first team first of the second quarter. And we'll take a break here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Riley Stevens at the free throw line sinks both, and we're tied at 16, 5:55 to go in this first half. As Taylor Auth returned for Plum and Caitlin Malloy for Peters on that free throw trip. Driving layup here for Welsh, left hand, and she's fouled. Looks like they're going to get the freshman here, Glagowski.
And with more free throws coming, we'll step aside once more. Free throws on the way here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Jordan Welsh split the free throws to give Peters Township a 17-16 lead on the other end. Morgan unable to keep it in play, out of bounds, a turnover to Peters Township here.
Indians clinging to that one-point lead. We've had a couple of lead changes here in this quarter.
Lafferty replaces Morgan for Plum. Peters to walk it up with that one-point lead with McCullough. Left wing, three-pointer here for Welsh. Long rebound to the far side, and it's going to go the other way.
Both Plum teams basketball. Have taken their fair share of three-point looks, and boy, they've really struggled to find consistency there.
Yeah, 1-3 for Peters, 2-3s for Plum, but both teams, no hesitation to fire. Tamia West handling against the man-to-man defense. She's just inside the half-court circle. Right side for Auth, now at the high post. Stevens at the top, lost her dribble, leaves off for Glagowski, driving left side, and she's fouled. 17-16, Peters Township, 4:50 to go, second quarter. Foul is on Peters, Madden Mel.
And with free throws coming, we'll step aside again here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session. Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Tori Glagowski split the free throws to tie the game at 17. Deep three from the right corner by Mel is off the mark. Handled by West quickly up the floor. Left side, a three-pointer for Glagowski. No good. Pulled in by McCullough. She's on the move. Both these teams like to push. Lead pass out ahead for Welsh, but too far. Can't keep it in play. A turnover over the baseline.
How many times have we seen somebody try to get loose behind and see the deep pass? And it's worked a couple of times, but, yeah, they're always running.
It's made for an entertaining first half so far. 17-17 as we approach the midway point of this second quarter. Tamia West trots over the half-court line and now sizes up the defense. Screens coming from either side. Stevens at the top. Stevens probes right side. Driving layup. No good. Pulled in, going the other way by Mel. Ahead for McCullough. Hesitates and drives on the baseline. Back out for Sopko. Sopko along the baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. Pulled in by Lafferty. West up the floor over the timeline. Driving to the left block. Down along the baseline. And back out. Off has a hard time handling it. And she'll hand off to West. West will reset things near the half-court circle. Now over towards the left wing. Live dribble. She'll pull up from three. Nope. There's McCullough. And a whistle and a timeout. It's called by Peters Township and Coach Steve Limberio. And it's a full timeout. And it's a full timeout for us as well. It's a full timeout for us as well on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNF Foundation on CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back from Plum, all tied at 17 between Plum and Peters Township. 5A girls basketball first round on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation on NFHS. McCullough. And she turns it over with a double dribble. Yeah, both these teams have been pushing the envelope, but both these teams have had some self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah. We haven't seen a ton of the, you know, the travels and the double dribbles, that sort of thing, but we have seen quite a few missed easy shots.
West give and go. Finds herself in the short corner, right side. Now it's Lafferty. Right block, now under the basket. Lost her dribble, and she turns
and
it over.
As I say that, there's another
travel. 2:45 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 17, Plum and Peters Township.
I didn't really see that. Looked like she had the pivot foot there, but
the eye in the sky as it's McCullough on the dribble for Sopko. Inside to Welsh, right block. Loses the handle and turns it over. Stevens is able to knock it out. Last touch by Jordan Welsh.
Yeah, Stevens got the defensive play there, but as Welsh tried to recover, I believe she was indeed the last person to touch.
2.5 to go, second quarter, tied at 17. Tamia West here. Dribbles over the timeline. Looking for Stevens off a screen. Three-point shot is up. No good off the rim. Pulled in by Caitlin Malloy.
That one looked online, just a little bit short.
McCullough coming up the left side of the floor. Uses a high ball screen from Malloy. Back out to Welsh, right wing, who pulls it well beyond the arc. Skip pass left corner for Mel. Drives in towards the right block. Deep right corner to McCullough. Ball fake, gets a defender in the air, drives, and she's fouled. Looks like they're going to get Lafferty on the help. 17-17, 1:50 to go, second quarter. And the foul is on Kaylin Lafferty. Two shots due here for McCullough. And we... looks like we'll keep it here for that. No good on the first. Back for Plum, it's Chia Tavella, as well as Cadence Morgan.
Got a score update for you. Olsch is taking control. They were behind early, but now nearly doubling up McGuffey, 29-15 towards the half.
Cole's second free throw is good. Give her five for the game, and Peters an 18-17 lead. 1:45 to go here in the first half. West to Auth, dribbling. Still well, right side well beyond the arc. Now it's Stevens spinning into the arc and back out. High screen from Morgan. Stevens for West. Mixing up is Sopko. West is on the floor. And a whistle and a timeout. Rich Mull is the one who took it.
Yeah, they got the time. I don't know that they needed to. He got the timeout trying to avoid a travel as she went down, but she did a nice job to keep that play alive. Timeout was called, though, by the Plum bench, and we will step aside as well. Here, 1:25 to go. 18-17 in favor of the Indians here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Back from Plum on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
It's been a good game. Been a good first half. Highly competitive, a little bit back and forth. Peters has had the lead for the most part, but it's been tight.
Peters one step ahead here, 18-17. Final 80 seconds of the half. West handling. Picked up her dribble well beyond the arc. Gives to Stevens. Stevens now driving and has her pocket picked by McCullough. McCullough one on three, but she's the first one there. She finishes in the foul.
Great McCullough. Great play by McCullough. You saw the speed just enough to get past the defender and then coming in with authority, still making sure that goes down and getting the foul.
Big time. Fouls on Taylor Auth, her first, team's third of the quarter.
The most impressive part of that was controlling that layup. Coming with that much speed, a lot of times you'll see the girls put it up too hard off the glass, and really nice touch there to get the bucket and the foul.
Successful three-point play with the free throw, 21-17, Peters Township. 1 minute to go in this first half. 8 points for McCullough. That's a game high so far. West probing. Puts up a wild layup. Morgan fighting for the rebound. But McCullough is there. She's everywhere. Pass to Sopko. Extra look inside for Welsh. Left-handed feed. No good. She gets her own rebound. Puts it up again. Gets her own rebound. And it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Plum.
Boy, it just felt like McCullough was starting to kind of take things over here when she got that steal on the other end. And, boy, Welsh, two really good looks underneath. Couldn't get either to fall, but Peters Township remains in possession of the basketball here with 37 seconds to go.
Triggering is Sopko. Under the basket, left side. Out for McCullough, left wing. See how they want to play this. 30 seconds, and she's out near half court just dribbling. And West is just a step outside the three-point line. So Coach Steve LeBarieu and company content with this four-point lead as McCullough, Vermel nearly behind her, but she got it. Morial drives in, left corner for Sopko, attacks the closeout. Opposite wing, three-pointer wide open. Madden Mel for three. 24-17, final seconds. West puts up a three at the buzzer. It will not go. And talk about a close to the first half. McCullough, a three-point play, and then Mel sinks that three ball. And it's 24-17, and I believe that's the largest lead we've seen.
Yeah, it is, and that was a great look there to find Mel. And Mel was wide open and puts an exclamation point on the second quarter for the Peters Township Indians.
We'll take a break. 24-17 at the half here on the WJPA Sports Network. Peters Township on top, presented by the CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
If your basement walls are...
Welcome back here to Plum Halftime with Peters Township leading by 7, as Andy alluded to right before the break, largest lead of the ballgame. Peters Township had a 5-0 lead to start early on, but this is the largest lead of the ballgame, and they really put on a nice end in that second quarter.
Yes, they did. Taylor McCullough coast-to-coast on a steal, three-point play, and then that late Madden Mel three-pointer. McCullough is your leading scorer with 8 in this one, followed by 5 apiece for Bree Morial and Jordan Welsh. On the other side for Plum, it's 5 for Riley Stevens and 4 each for Lafferty and Glagowski, both off the bench for Plum.
I think Morial had the first, as far as field goals go, I think her 5 points were the first 5 scored from the floor for Peters Township, but hasn't been able to get back on the score sheet since, and we've started to see Taylor McCullough, especially toward the end of that second quarter, kind of take things over both offensively and defensively. See if she's able to continue that momentum into the third quarter as well for these Peters Township Indians.
Yeah, we talked to head coach Steve Liberiu before this one, and he said they've been in playoff mode for a while now. They had to win 6 straight to close out the season,
right,
just to get here.
Yeah.
They had to beat Trinity in a 52-48 game. They beat Bethel Park in a rock fight, you know, 31-25. You know, in this winning streak, they've only allowed 33 points per game, and you look at the scoreboard and Plum's sitting there with 17. So this is a team that's really tightened up on that end. And you see, when you bid farewell to Natalie Wetzel,
yeah,
who now plays for Miami, like Miami in the ACC,
right,
you know, a great player in that, and another six-footer in Daniela Radulovic,
yep,
6'3". So you had, yeah, 2 6'3" players.
I couldn't tell you how many times those two names were called over the past few years, and particularly as part of that WPIL championship team last year. And like you said, you missed those two, certainly, but doing a nice job of picking up for the loss here. And I like that talk about being in playoff mode already, because they really have been. They were a long shot to make the playoffs.
Yep.
And really, as that Bethel Park game transpired, boy, it just felt like they weren't going to get there. I mean, they went a whole second quarter without a point, but able to persevere and get to the postseason, and that's the main thing. Get into the playoffs, and then anything can happen. And if you're a team that has that postseason experience, that's a pretty big bonus. Now for Plum, yeah, you just kept feeling like I felt like in that first quarter, you know, we were going to see one of them get hot. We saw a couple of three-pointers there, and you thought maybe, you know, Peters held them for a little bit, but then all of a sudden the Mustangs were going to take control and kind of pass them up. But give Peters credit. There was a little run from Plum, but once they finally got their feet back under them, they were able to stop that and gain the momentum back on their side. And right now, Peters got to feel pretty good about a seven-point lead.
Yeah, Plum got a spark from its bench. Lafferty and Gligowski combined for 8 of 17 points coming off the bench there. Both of these teams are really willing three-point shooting teams and both made just two threes in the first half.
Right.
So if either team, in terms of just shot making, this isn't rocket science.
Right.
If and there have been plenty of good looks, too. It's not, hey, we're taking a bad contested three off the dribble. It's players are in rhythm and have open shots. And Madden Mell, a big make at the end to push this one from 21 to 24 and a four-point lead to a seven-point lead.
Let's take another break. We'll bring you back. We'll take a look at some other scores and also talk about what's coming up here on the WJPA Sports Network. This is not the end of the weekend for us. We'll be back here to Plum on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
Halftime score here is 24-17 in favor of Peters Township. Our other game on WJPA Radio, West Allegheny edging Trinity at the half, 21-19. And the other ball game on the WJPA Sports Network with audio only on, or with audio online only at WJPA.com. Video, of course, on all three of these games on the NFHS Network. Olsch leading McGuffey rather handily now at the half, 38-15, the score there in favor of Olsch. Trying to get a score on our Green Sports broadcast down there in Waynesburg. Waynesburg taking on Deer Lakes, but good old Eric Bennett is crickets on the text thread. So
he's locked in. I'll say that for him.
Let's go with that. Let's hope he's so locked in that the broadcast is so precise that he's missing out on the text thread. But, this weekend is not done for us. Wrestling tomorrow from two different sites. Those are audio-only broadcasts, as Bob Gregg and Greg Smith will be at the 2A Southern Sectional at Burgettstown. These are 9:30 starts tomorrow morning. Bob Gregg and Greg Smith from Burgettstown, that'll be on WJPA AM. I'll be joining Greg Warnock at South Fayette tomorrow for the 3A Southern Sectional. Also starting at 9:30, that will be audio only on WJPA.com. We'll have the second half coming your way next here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation with video on NFHS.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows
knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
All right, back from Plum. 24-17 as we're about to start the third quarter here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. Muriel, Radulovic, Sopko, Welsh, and McCullough, same starters for Peters Township. For Plum, I see West, Stevens, Tavella, Auth, and then Morgan. So same starters both sides. Peters now working right to left, as it's the Indians with the basketball first. Morial working right side, picks up her dribble. And a pass inside from Radulovic to Welsh. A whistle and a foul. 7:43 to go, third quarter, 24-17, Peters Township. The foul is on Plum's Taylee Auth, her second. First foul for Plum in this third quarter. Deep right corner, it is Morial after the inbound. In and out on the three, pulled in by Stevens. Stevens up the floor quickly, drives right side, puts up the shot. A whistle, she's got it, and she's fouled. I wasn't sure if it may have been an offensive foul or a defensive foul.
Yeah, let's see the replay. Can we see that one more time there, Brandon, once you get that rolling through? I'll tell you what, the defenders kind of looked set there for Peters Township.
So Stevens, a chance at a three-point play. The foul was on Radulovic, her first team first.
It gives Stevens credit to power through that, though. As long as you don't get called with that charge, a very aggressive move to the basket. And you know, those are the kind of plays you maybe give your team a spark.
Converts the three-point play, 24-20 now. Peters Township over Plum as McCullough spins out of a double team and sinks it. Nice
great
little
answer.
16-footer.
Great answer from Taylor McCullough.
Give her 10 points, 26-20, Peters Township. 7:08 to go, third quarter.
They left the X out there on the center court where they threw all the ducks out at halftime. Seeing who could get the closest, they left it out there.
Our camera operator was all over that, too, as Morgan, not a clean handoff for West, and it's coming the other way here with Peters. Sopko, left-handed layup, no good, but a whistle. And Stevens and West do not like it. It's going to be Stevens who's nabbed with her first, and that'll send Alina Sopko to the line for two.
And free throws coming. We'll step aside here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Two made free throws for Sopko, make it 28-20, 6:40 to go third quarter for Peters. Lafferty, spinning layup on the left block is no good. Pulled in by Sopko. Sopko centers. Radulovic, right corner. McCullough wants it. In and out. And coming the other way here with Stevens.
Chance to give the Indians a double-digit lead.
Stevens all the way to the basket, no good, but a foul. Stops the clock at 6:21 to go. Plum was there with an offensive rebound.
And then she called the foul on the rebound.
So it's Radulovic who's nabbed there, and Stevens to shoot two more here.
I guess they didn't call it on the rebound. That was a very late whistle then. If she's shooting free throws, obviously the foul was on the shooter, but it seemed like a very late call.
First free throw is no good for Stevens, who has a team-high 8 for Plum. Mustangs trail 28-20, 6:21 to go third quarter. Second foul shot coming. Good. 28-21, Peters Township, as it's McCullough walking the ball up the floor.
Waynesburg leading Deer Lakes 33-16 at the half. We just heard from Eric.
Morial gives to Welsh. Going left wing. Hands off to Sopko. Nice little dribble. Drive. Left side, no good. Pulled in by West. She's on the move. West attacking into the paint. Hesitates and scores. Tamia West. 28-23, Peters. 5:45 to go, third quarter. McCullough, right side, taken away by Stevens. Got her hand in the passing lane. Gives to West, into the three-point line. Back out for Stevens. Three ball, up and good. Riley Stevens for three. 28-26, Peters Township. As Plum narrows the margin.
Kaylin Lafferty had the big defensive steal there, just stripping the ball away, and then Stevens cuts this thing down to a single bucket.
Driving is Welsh, left side. Gives for Moriel, left baseline. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Right wing, it's McCullough. And she'll go back out. McCullough, and she's tripped up as she tried to go around West.
Yeah, good thing she got the foul call, because here's a good look at the Stevens bucket. Actually, that was the old foul. There's the... We got a...
There's the three.
We got a nice little montage here from producer Brandon Bennett. Saw that Stevens three at the end.
28-26. Peters Township with the ball. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Moriel shakes, bakes, and scores. Around her defender and lays it up and in. 30-26, Peters Township.
Critical bucket there for Peters, trying to still keep the Mustangs at arm's length here as they cut the lead way down.
West drives, left block, goes in and doesn't fall. Sopko the rebound. Left-handed leaf pass for Moriel. Drives in, left-handed layup, no. But it'll stay here. Rebound fought for by Stevens and Madden Mell. Last touch by Stevens.
Moriel just seemed like she had a little bit of trouble. She got the pass and then kind of had a little bobble. Couldn't get real control to get a clean layup. And then we saw the contact on the baseline, and ball ends up staying with the Indians.
Well, strives, scores, and she's fouled. 32-26, Peters Township, 4:29 to go, third quarter. The foul's on Stevens, her second of the quarter, team's fourth.
Coming into tonight, Welsh, an 86% free throw shooter.
And she makes that one. Returning is Tavella for Plum. 33-26, Peters Township. So it got trimmed to 28-26.
Two, yeah.
And then Peters, the next 5 points to lead 33-26.
Right,
4:20 to go.
At the half.
Yep.
Peters did lead by eight at one point.
Driving in, left side, Stevens off the window and good. 14 for Stevens, 9 here in the quarter. 33-28, Peters Township. Nearing the midway point of the third. McCullough looks to answer, driving layup. Scoop shot, no good. Taken by Lafferty, but taken right back by McCullough. Skip past, far left corner, Moriel. Mel, right wing, it is McCullough. Live dribble. High screen from Welsh, and she'll pull it back out. Gets a screen going to her right. Nope, slipping it is Welsh. Welsh, pick and pop. She's got it. Three-pointer, Jordan Welsh. 36-28, Peters Township.
Absolutely drained it.
West driving in on the right side. Picked up her dribble. Three-pointer, right wing. Good. Tori Glukowski for three.
Glukowski with a great answer there from Plum.
36-31, Peters Township. McCullough off the bounce. The three-pointer wedged between the rim and the backboard.
You see it once in a while, but that's rarity.
Possession arrow goes to Plum. And I can confirm, Steve Liberiu is very tall, and so
yeah.
The Peters coach,
he's able to go knock it away.
He's got no problem going up and getting it.
Didn't have to bring out a broomstick or anything to knock that thing down.
Yeah, he played at Upper St. Clair, scored 1,000 points at CUA. Three-pointer on the other side from Stevens, and a foul on Plum going after the rebound.
Yeah, it was a push there before the ball came down.
And this will be the fifth foul on the Mustangs. So this may be costly, as it's Gia Tavella picking up her second foul.
That puts Peters in the bonus.
So it was 28-26. And then it was 8 straight points for the Indians. And that puts Bree Morial on the line for 2. And she is Peter's all-time leading three-point shooter, so you'd imagine she's pretty good at free throws as well.
Yeah, Morial's free throw percentage, 85.7. Just a tick behind Jordan Welsh in the free throw category.
2 for 2, 38-31, Peters Township, 2:55 to go, third quarter. Legowski right wing, high post now for Lafferty, along the baseline to Tavella. And a whistle and a foul. 2:46 to go, third quarter, 38-31, Peters Township. Foul goes against Peters.
I mean, we've had some good action in this third quarter. I think the foul went against
offensive foul.
Yeah, foul went against Plum.
Lafferty.
But that won't result in
just
bonus free throws, but it will give Peters the ball.
So Lafferty, her second. Obviously, over the limit are the Mustangs. Here is McCullough. Looking to hand it to Morial. Loses the handle. West dives on the ball, but turns it right over. A layup line finish for Morial. 40-31, Peters Township.
And that was 3-on-none after that takeaway there. That was one Morial was just not going to miss. No pressure at all. Easy lay-in.
Yeah, West went to the ground to dive on the loose ball and then tried to pass it to a teammate, and Morial jumped right in front of it. And we'll take a break here. 40-31, Peters Township leads here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
2:21 left in the third quarter. Peters 40, Plum 31 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Video on NFHS.
You know, it's interesting. It's been a good back-and-forth third quarter. Entertaining third quarter is maybe probably the best way to put it, because the Indians, who had a 7-point lead coming into this quarter, have now ballooned it to the largest lead of the game at 9.
Yeah, it was 7. It went down to 2, and now it's all the way up to 9. It's swinging back and forth as it's West driving in from the right side along the baseline. Picked up her dribble. Out for Stevens, right wing. And back to West. Handed to Stevens at the top. Poked away by Welsh, but Stevens able to recover. High screen switched onto by Morial. Stevens now driving. Left side. Layup, no. Pulled in by Morial. Peters Township on the move. Sopko drives in left side. Left-handed layup is good. Sopko gets in on the action. 42-31, Peters. Biggest lead of the night. 1:40 to go, third quarter. West a driving attack. Good.
Yeah, you feel like, you know, Stevens and West, the two top scorers on this team, somebody's going to have to step up and maybe carry this team on their shoulders to get them back in.
Sopko, a hesitation dribble. Left-handed layup doesn't fall. 42-33, Peters Township, a minute 20 to go in the third. 11 was the biggest lead of the night so far. West, left elbow, lost her dribble, had it nearly taken away, recovered by Stevens. Back to West up the top. Now she's over to the left side. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Plum with the basketball, trailing by 9. West probes, layup, and a travel before it went. So rather than potentially a three-point play, it's a turnover. 42-33, Peters, final minute here from Plum. And McCullough's taking her time getting over the timeline.
Yeah, he can play for a final shot here in the third, down under 40 seconds.
Deep right corner, it's Welsh. She attacks to the baseline. Pass nearly intercepted by West, but she couldn't haul it in.
And now you gotta restart here with 30 seconds. I think you're definitely playing for a final shot.
Deep inbound on the left corner for Welsh. Bounce pass. Skip pass all the way over to Muriel, right wing, and she's not looking to shoot that. McCullough out top, right wing to Mel. Sopko drives, left side, scoop shot, no good. Pulled in by Lafferty. 10 seconds. Plum with the ball, down 9. Stevens spinning to the paint, lost the handle. Mel takes it over, 2 seconds, 1 second. She's open, pull up 3. No, that'll do it for the third quarter. Peters Township 42, Plum 33 will go to the fourth here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Back from Plum, it's 42-33 heading into the fourth quarter here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. Peters outscored Plum 18-16, by far the highest scoring quarter we've seen in this one. Again, Plum cut it to 2, 28-26, but could not draw even, and then Peters able to stretch back out, got into double digits briefly, and they'll lead by 9 here heading into the fourth.
Olsch is leading now. They just hit the mercy clock, 50-20.
Peters with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Again, going right to left. McCullough right wing to Morial, who retreats. Left wing for Welsh. Left corner. Drives into the paint. Nice move. Pivots in and scores. Jordan Welsh has 13 and is Peters' leading scorer.
Well, 40. For this Plum team to come back, they're going to start getting some stops in there. And right now, Peters has been scoring very consistently with each trip down the floor.
Driving layup from West, no good. Morgan can't quite get the rebound. Sopko muscles it away from her, but it's popped out of bounds, and it will stay here with Plum. Yeah, it was an 18-point quarter for Peters. And neither team, well, a couple threes for Plum in that third quarter, but neither team's really kind of it from deep.
Right. I think Peters has shown their dominance inside, and now a nice steal on the inbounds pass.
Welsh steals the inbound pass as the person defending the inbounder, and a timeout is called, and we'll take a timeout as well. 44-33, Peters Township, 7:17 to go in the fourth on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
Back from Plum. 44-33, the number 12 seeded Peters Township Lady Indians lead the Plum Mustangs. 7:17 to go in regulation. Plum's first ever section title in basketball came this year. 11 straight home wins, just one home loss this season for the Mustangs, but Peters Township has them on the brink. Muriel just holding the basketball.
I mean, it's just now is looking like a team that has that playoff experience. Peters Township and one that, you know, just won their first section championship in Plum and maybe not used to this stage.
Yeah, quarterfinals are better every year under head coach Steve Lemberieu. Top of the key, it is Welsh handing to Sopko. Even, you know, 5 to 10 feet beyond top of the key, Peters is handling out here. But when you're up by 11, you can afford to be
milk
selective.
The clock. Yeah.
Selective is, I'm sure, how Peters Township is looking at this, as it is Madden Mell driving around Morgan, leaving it off. Baseline jumper for Welsh. No good. Pulled in by Morgan.
That's. I mean, they didn't get the points, but that was a well-coached play there. Just run the clock and then find that really good open look. Just didn't hit.
Yeah. You look up, 2 minutes are gone here in the fourth quarter. 44-33. Stevens drives in across the paint. Right-handed layup, no. Follow-up from Morgan, no. And out of bounds, last touched by Plum.
Yeah, West got up there and knocked it away.
Peters Township basketball as Tavella replaces Morgan. 44-33 Peters, 5:56 to go in this fourth quarter. And you see in March Madness, the 12-5 game is almost always...
That's a good point. At least one of the 12s always wins.
Yep. Two quality teams, and in this 5A girls bracket, there's no shortage of those. As Moriel dribbled around this whole possession, now hands off to McCullough. Nice backdoor look for Mel, who goes passed up a layup.
That's fantastic, though.
Back out.
The heads-up play to go find that wide-open player, know you can take some more time, and it's going to be really hard for Plum to come back. You've already milked it down to 5.5 minutes. Totally controlling the clock here as Peters Townsend even passing up an easy two just to take a little more time off. And, I mean, when you've got an 11-point lead, you can play that way.
Yeah, Gia Tavella whistled for the foul, her third team first of the quarter. So Peters with the ball back in with McCullough, clock running. Taken away by Stevens, and she's all by herself, lays it up and in, 16 for Stevens. And immediately a timeout by head coach Rich Mull. We'll take a timeout as well. 44-35, Peters Township leads it on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
44-35, Peters Township over Plum. Here at Plum on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Had a final as well, 54-20. McGuffey has been eliminated by the Olsz Chargers. That's our first final of the night, 54-20.
Man-to-man press here from Plum. Inbound is to Madden Mell. She'll race up the right sideline with the dribble. Around a couple of defenders, centers it up for Morial. Left wing for Sopko. Wide open layup, up and good.
Well, I was going to say, coming into that break, that Plum needed a lot more of that. The defense, the steal, and the score. But, boy, Peters this time doesn't run any clock. They just go ahead and put the bucket and answer that, too. So you're right back where you were.
Glagowski, a three-pointer, up and good. Her third of the game, 46-38, Peters. But McCullough, another layup line finish.
I mean, you get the answer with the three to maybe cut into it, and then you just leave a wide-open layup. There was nobody near her.
West drives, can't finish, no foul. 48-38, Peters Township,
going
to have to go in the fourth. McCullough out in front, and she is fouled. What would have been another left-handed layup.
Well, even she got the foul call, but if the foul hadn't been called, it was going to be an easy bucket for Welsh, who got the rebound there. But it'll be McCullough at the line here.
Riley Stevens picks up her third, team second of this fourth quarter. Two shots here for Taylor McCullough.
McCullough, 65% free throw shooter coming into tonight.
Sitting here at 2 for 4, so she can make this one and be right around
right,
where she
right on
is.
Pace.
There, there, it is. Is.
There it is.
13 for McCullough, 49-38 Peters Township, 4.5 to go in regulation. Stevens driving right, double teams, loses her dribble, turns it over. Intercepted by McCullough. 1-on-3, McCullough doesn't care, and she dribbles it off her knee and out of play on the gather there. So that's a turnover.
Yeah, that's not what Coach Lombardi was looking for, because that not only didn't put any points on the board, also took no clock. You certainly want one or the other.
Blum with the ball, trailing by 11. Stevens off the bounce into the key. Misses the spinning layup. Moriel the other way.
I'll tell you, Plum's just not getting too many open looks either. That would have been a tough make had Stevens been able to get that to go down.
This Peters team has locked in defensively. Sopko looking for Moriel. Had it tipped, but Moriel able to recover it. Sopko dribbles back out over to McCullough. 3.5 to go. McCullough drives in, has it poked away by Gligowski. Out of bounds, it'll stay here with Peters, though.
Good defensive play, but certainly off of Plum, so the possession can extend here for the Indians.
49-38, Peters Township, 3:28 to go in regulation here at Plum. McCullough hounded by West, but she dribbles back and finds some relief. And there's a whistle and a foul. 3:18 left in regulation.
Well, they're probably going to start to. I mean, they still have a couple of more fouls to give here. I mean, you're going to play the foul game, but you got an 11-point deficit. And there's a couple of 80-plus percent free throw shooters on the floor, so you got to be selective on who you foul if you're the Mustangs too.
That's West's second foul and the team's third here in the fourth quarter, as Peters inbounds deep into its backcourt with Moriel.
She's not one you want to foul.
Nope. Morial's checked by the freshman, Gligowski. Left corner, it's Mel. Back to the top, driving in is McCullough. Layup, no good, too strong. Here's Stevens. Plum with the ball, down 11. Stevens hesitates, attacks, and she's fouled on her way to the rim. It'll be two shots here.
Well, that's Plum's best case scenario, is to get a chance to score points without the clock moving, but still, very, very tall hill to climb here with under 3 minutes to play.
Fouls on Jordan Welsh, her second, team's first of the quarter. Two shots here for Stevens, who has 16, which leads all scorers. She averages 20, so she's right around there. West also averages 15, and she's only got 6 tonight. And Peters has been all over them, both. 18 here for Stevens as she makes both. 49-40 as Peters is a 2-on-1. Misses an open layup there for Welsh, but she's fouled as she got her own rebound.
Chance to see the replay here on the foul. West looks like got hit with a foul.
It's West, her third, team fourth. 49-40, Peters Township, 2:45 to go in regulation.
Peters hangs on. They play the winner of Baldwin and Chartiers Valley on Wednesday. And I don't know if they're maybe going to extend those home sites or not, or if that's going to be a neutral site. We'll have to wait and find out.
We'll see. Sharp Valley hosts plenty of games.
Yeah, it could be neutral. That wouldn't be neutral, though, if they hosted.
McCullough right side as Peters continues to run some clock as we tick down to 2:15 to go. And they're going to get West again.
Charlotte Valley wouldn't host anyway. If it was going to be, if they win, it would be actually Peters would get to host if they go by that, the higher seeded team.
Oh, nice. Charlotte Valley at 13th seed. I'm stuck in like 2019.
Right. And this is still 2 minutes and 14 seconds to go, and it is now down into single digits, although we have McCullough at the free throw line where she is, well, she's only a 65% free throw shooter, so.
She's good there. West picked up her fourth foul. That is also the team's fourth of the quarter, fifth of the quarter. So Peters is shooting the rest of the way. Indians up 10 now, 50-40. Two for two. 51-40.
And the lead's back to 11.
And West drives in. Too strong off the backboard. Contested layup there. It's a held basketball. Possession arrow will keep it here with Plum. 51-40. Peters Township, 2:04 to go in this one. 12-5 game. There were three upsets, quote-unquote, lower seeds winning last year in this bracket as Stevens, a deep three.
Well, now you've got it to eight, and you start to really think where the foul game could help you out.
1:45 to go, 51-43, Peters Township as Moriel being chased by a couple of players, and she's pulled down from behind.
Yeah, she's fouled hard. They want, I mean, obviously Peters wants Moriel to have the ball in her hands, either her or Welsh. Fantastic free throw shooters, and Plum had no chance. They had to foul one of those shooters. She's an 85% free throw shooter, and she hits the first.
3 for 3 from the line tonight. She's sitting on 12 points here. Chance to put Peters Township back up by double digits once again. Good. 53-43, Peters Township. Minute 35 left in regulation. West for Glagowski. Fakes the three, drives into the left side. Scoop shot, no. Pulled in by Mel. And Peters can burn some clock here. Up 10. Final 90 seconds of regulation. Sopko. And a whistle and a foul. Auth will pick it up to send Sopko to the foul line.
Well, Waynesburg is going to advance. They're in a running clock now. 49-16, the Raiders leading Deer Lakes.
See quite a bit of that in the first round of these games. Sopko makes the first. Four Peters Township players are in double figures, joining McCullough, Welsh, and Morial. She'll split the pair, and rebound pulled in by Tavella. Here comes Plum, right corner, Auth for three. Got it. Taylor Auth, her first basket. Brings the number back to eight again, and here's a timeout.
Yeah, I mean, they had it to eight, and they had no choice but to foul Morial. I mean, that's what they need to do. They get it back to eight. Now you can play the foul game, but you got to get misses on the other end for it to do any good. We'll see how it plays out here because, you know, you've got some really good free throw shooters on the floor for Peters Township, but not just Morial and Welsh. Welsh is 86%. She's the top free throw shooter. But even, you know, we saw McCullough with a 65% mark. Mel might be the one they look for. She's a tick under 60%. Just have to see who the opportunity presents for Plum.
Yeah, for Plum, Coach Rich Mull, that is their fourth timeout. They're out of fulls. They've got 1:30 remaining. Obviously, Peters Township already in the bonus with Plum committing five team fouls, so they're shooting the rest of the way.
No, he didn't. Let's get a check on the Trinity game.
You know, I've seen a couple of times it popped up. People are saying, oh, look out for West A, look out for West A. And, I mean, Trinity came out of 5A Section 4, which is as good of a section as anyone.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson, Peters, Trinity's there, Bethel Park's there.
Well, Trinity's up 10. Trinity is up 10 with about a little less than 4 minutes to play.
Well, it's Peters up here by 8, 54-60. Final minute of regulation. Sopko inside for Mel. They could foul her if they want to. They don't. It's back out to Moriel. Moriel's double teamed. Sopko, deep corner for Mel. And now they foul. Now, They could have fouled her 10 seconds ago.
Yeah.
And as you looking through the free throw percentages, she's probably the one relative to McCullough. And, well, McCullough's also 65. But Sopko.
Sopko is 60. So, yeah, it actually is. Their best bet is Morial at 58.
Okay.
Or, no, I'm sorry. Mel is 58.
And she misses that one.
Mel is 58, okay. Yeah. Oh, this is Mel. Yeah. Mel, 58. Sopko, 60.
And Mel goes 0 for 2. So Plum gets what it needs on that end. 40 seconds to go. West racing down the floor. Looking for a layup. Threw some contact. No foul. She gets her own miss. And next rebound pulled down by McCullough. And she's going to be fouled. 31 seconds to go.
Yeah, you feel like maybe two makes here for Peters. That might call off the Dogs down to 31 seconds.
Plum just got what it needed, two misses, and
right.
Quickly down the floor. But it's been that kind of night for Tamia West, who's had an outstanding season for Plum. Double-digit score consistently, 15 points a game. She's got another year to come back. But they have made it difficult for her in and around the basket. McCullough putting the finishing touches on what has been a outstanding night for the sophomore. She's got 16 here to lead Peters with the free throw. Makes them both, 17. 56-46, 31 seconds to go. Peters Township over Plum. Stevens drives in, and she's bumped. That'll be a foul. I'm not sure if it'll be a shooting foul.
It will not on the floor.
Fouls on Jordan Welsh, her third, team second of the quarter. Triggering here is Plum, trailing by 10, 24 seconds left. And there's an offensive foul.
Trinity's lead cut to 5.
And for Tamia West, that'll be her fifth foul, an offensive foul, in what has been a frustrating evening for her. It has been a spectacular season for West and this team. Lafferty will replace her. Peters just needs to get it in and over the timeline at this rate.
Oh, my. West A just hit a made it a one-possession game here, 45-42.
Here we go. 24 seconds to go. Peters with the basketball, and Plum is retreating.
Yep, that's it.
Peters Township, the number 12 seed. And for the fifth straight season under head coach Steve Limberiou, it is a postseason win here for Peters Township. And another PIAA state playoff appearance has been clinched as well.
Pretty convincing win, too. 10-point victory and really took control in that third quarter and never looked back.
56-46, your final. And we'll step aside before we head to our post game here. It's Peters Township over Plum here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
I guess better late than never to let you know that this game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIO and the NFHS Network. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. And any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026.
56-46, your final. Number 12, Peters Township, advances once again. Defending WPIL champions, semifinalists in 2024, quarterfinalists in 22 and 23. Another year on the list. This team just keeps getting after it. No Natalie Wetzel, no Daniela Radulovic, no problem.
No, I mean, in this game, you know, it got out to a good start for Peters. You had a feeling early on in the first half that maybe Plum was going to catch fire, and you know, Peters got a little cold, but the way they closed that second half, you know, they ended up blowing it to a 7-point margin, the largest of the game, with that big three at the end of the half. And then they kind of, even though Plum serves in the third and got it down to two, Peters was able to build that back up to a 7-8-point lead, and then really the fourth quarter was all Peters Township.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, this is a wire-to-wire win for Peters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never trailed at any point in the game.
But no, they did trail. They trailed early on in that first half. They trailed
just
by,
at the very beginning.
Yeah, I think twice they trailed by either a point or two.
A point or two.
But they... You know, once we got into that second half, it really felt like the game was never in doubt for the Indians.
Outscored Plum in every single quarter. That sequence you mentioned, the three-point play from McCullough, the three-pointer from Mel at the end of the first half really swung it. And then in that third quarter, Plum cuts it to two, 28-26, and then the next thing you know, the next 8 points are Peters Township, and you're back off and running again.
It's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game, presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. I think we were unanimous in this decision. It is Taylor McCullough.
Sophomore, 17 points, 7 from 9 from the free throw line, 8 in the first half, 9 in the second half. You know, when it came to close the game, 7 points in the fourth quarter.
And I would say, I mean, the scoring, obviously leading scorer, means a lot. I would also point to her play in that second quarter. There was a turning point in that second quarter where she kind of took control about three or four possessions in a row, both offensively and defensively. She seemed to be all over the floor. And to me, that seemed to be where Peters Township kind of got the leg up on Plum. And, you know, you rely on key players like that in big moments on both sides of the ball, and Taylor McCullough was certainly up to the task.
Yeah, she suffered a knee injury during the soccer season, but she looks to be A-OK here in February, that's for sure.
So Peters will move on. They will play the winner of Baldwin and Chartiers Valley. A look in at the Trinity West Allegheny score. That's also in this bracket, on the same side just above. I mean, this could be working toward a Trinity Peters semifinal if both teams could get there. But Trinity is now tied 48 all, 17 seconds left.
Wow.
So we'll see how things pan out there between Trinity and West A. Could we see some extra basketball? We will see here very shortly with Bob Gregg and Tom Drakely on that call at West Allegheny.
Yep. We'll do leading scorers and then get the heck out of
here. Go ahead.
McCullough with 17 for Peters. 13 apiece for Bree Morial and Jordan Welsh. 10 for Alina Sopko for Peters. 4 players in double figures. 2 in double digits for Plum. Riley Stevens with 21. Tori Glagowski, 3 three-pointers on her way to 10 points.
All right, that'll do it. Remember, we've got wrestling tomorrow morning, 9:30. Tomorrow morning, two sites. It'll be the 2A Southern Sectional at Burgettstown and the 3A Southern Sectional at South Fayette. Both those starting at 9:30. The 2A will be on WJPA radio and online, of course, but audio only, no video. And then South Fayette will be online only with audio. So be sure to join us for 2A and 3A wrestling. And then, of course, we get one day off, and then we're right back to basketball playoffs and a lot of them. We still got several teams to cover, including this Peters Township team. Trinity just missed a couple of free throws with 10 seconds left, and it looks like, well, we got a foul here. And if there's a foul, Trinity, I'm sorry, we're holding you here for a second. Trinity may go to the line here with like 1 second. Let's see how this plays out. No free throws. No free throws here, so it looks like we are heading to overtime at West Allegheny. So be sure to tune on over to WJPA FM online and the NFHS Network with video as they are headed to OT in Imperial.
The WJPA Sports Network is presented by the CNX Foundation here on NFHS. WJPA Sports Network is brought to you by Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on to trustrti.com. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Nick Gigantis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. And Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
And just hold up, because I said we were going to OT. Brett was watching and says they may have a free throw coming. I don't think. What's happening here? We're still standing by. Trinity might win this thing from the free throw line. There you go. They put 0.5 back on the clock and a chance to win it from the free throw line. And Trinity's going to advance. Trinity is going to advance with 0.5 on the clock. So, like I said, we could see if Trinity and Peters Township both continue to win, that would be the semifinal on that side of the bracket. She's going to get three shots. They fouled her on a three-point shot at the buzzer, and that is how Trinity is going to win the ball game. So that is going to do it here. Our crew, of course, Brandon Bennett producing, Brett Gombita and Josh Klingon on camera. Thanks to those guys, and thanks to Andy Stanko. I'm Jason Tennant here saying so long from Plum. Final score, Peters Township 56, Plum 46. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.